For some, those arrests echo the detention of hundreds of immigrants after the September 11th terrorist attacks. In a Brooklyn courtroom today, attorneys for the Justice Department and lawyers with the Center for Constitutional Rights gave arguments in a class action lawsuit challenging those detentions as unconstitutional. The government argued a judge should dismiss the case. NPR's Margot Adler has that story.
The case involves seven Middle Eastern men who were detained on immigration violations and received deportation orders. But instead of being allowed to leave the country, they continue to be detained, in some cases for 6 months. While all seven have now been deported, the class action lawsuit would also cover those still being detained. Arguing that the case should go forward, William Goodman, legal director of the Center for Constitutional Rights, argued that the detainees were held for the purpose of a criminal investigation without being charged and were subject to harsh conditions. Some were beaten, kept in solitary, kept with criminals, and left in unsanitary conditions. Goodman argued that the immigrants were detained because of ethnicity and religion in violation of the Equal Protection Clause of the U.S. Constitution. At the heart of the case, the brief said, is a factual dispute whether the plaintiffs were held as criminal suspects. Justice Department Attorney Douglas Letter argued that the case should be dismissed. Because the government did no wrong, the plaintiffs were lawfully detained, and there were no indisputable violations of constitutional rights. He also argued that according to the qualified immunity doctrine, government officials have to be able to carry out their duties and not be subject to liability from every person who files suit. The Supreme Court has ruled that government officials may be granted qualified immunity as long as their conduct does not violate clearly established constitutional rights of which a reasonable person would have known. Letter also argued that the individuals named as defendants, including Attorney General John Ashcroft and head of the FBI Robert Mueller, have to be tied to the plaintiffs. The Attorney General, for example, most likely had no idea, he said, of the conditions in the Passaic County, New Jersey jail where some of the detainees were held. U.S. District Court Judge John Gleason sparred with both attorneys, asking each difficult and pointed questions. For example, he focused on how much time would be unreasonable. Would constitutional violations take place after a few days of detention? After 3 months? 6 months? About 2 years ago, the Supreme Court ruled in the Zedvitas case that detaining someone for immigration violations for 6 months could be reasonable. But for a longer detention, the government has more to prove. But Attorney Goodman argued that the standard of reasonableness is fluid. Zedvitas was convicted of a crime, and no state wanted to take him in. Outside the courthouse, Goodman said that these men, detained after 9/11, were never charged with a crime.
Aliens do have rights under the Bill of Rights, under the Constitution of the United States, and those rights are circumscribed by what is generally deemed to be reasonable behavior in a civilized society. And that under any test, whether it be a test of weeks, days, or months, those norms have been violated with regard to these people by the Attorney General of the United States primarily.
By the end of today's argument, it was clear that much would depend on what the judge deemed reasonable in regard to detention for immigration violations. A ruling could come in several weeks. According to the INS, of all those detained on immigration charges after the 9/11 attacks, only six are still in custody. The rest have been released, deported, or convicted, mostly of minor crimes. Some others are believed to be being held as material witnesses, but the government won't release those figures. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.